Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, I canceled an order back on the 12th. Got an email with a cancellation and everything. I haven't seen my account credited. Can you tell me what's going on?
Okay, one moment if you don't mind. And what's your first and last name, please?
Vennie, spelled V as in Victor, E-N-I-E, last name's Nicely, N-I-C-E-L-Y.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, Ms. Nicely, I do have an account pulled up. If you can verify for me, please, your address.
11406 Cedarville Road. But you don't need my address. You're not sending me anything.
I didn't say I was sending you anything. I needed to verify who I'm speaking with. You're not the only person that came up in the system. I do have the correct account pulled up. One moment. I show that you completed a survey, entered in a contest, selected a mixer as your gift. And I do show that the account was canceled when you called in on the 12th of April. One moment.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a $2 fee, and it turned out to be a $60 fee. So
yes,
it's
it
like, no.
Did you read over the disclosure of the terms when you
No, I must have missed that because it didn't say anything about being charged $60 to be added to some mail on food list or whatever.
Yes, it was.
But anyway, I got a confirmation. Got a confirmation number for the cancellation and everything. And like I said, I still haven't seen it back on my credit card.
We don't refund the account once the account has been built. We don't refund it. What I can do as a courtesy, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, I am able to at least credit 75% back to the account, which would be $44.91.
No, that's not even what the email says. Your email says more than that.
No,
it says there's a $5 fee. Well, see, it should have never been billed because it was canceled. It was canceled within minutes.
Right, but see, once the account is billed per the disclosure of the terms, the
There was no disclosure. There was no disclosure on the contest that said anything about it. In fact, it's all over the internet how much of a fake it is. So I've already applied for the bank to reverse this, and I was checking in because the paperwork that I received says that there would be a minimum of a $5 charge, and asked me how I felt about that. How would you rate my reply? So it says a refund of $54.85. That's your paperwork coming from
your
company.
Since you've already disputed the charge, the only thing I can do is assure you the account is canceled, and then you would have to have a representative call in to confirm the dispute will be canceled before a refund has been applied.
Okay, so the dispute was put in because you never refunded my money.
I see.
And it was because of the delay. That's why, because it's been days and days and no response.
Okay.
So after so many days, I'm going to contact the bank.
So again, we would be more than happy to provide you with a refund, but you would have to have your bank or credit card company call in to confirm that the dispute will be canceled before a refund can be applied.
Alrighty. Well, I think I'll just let my bank do that since you're going to try to keep more than the stipulated amount that's in my email. So
well, if your bank calls in, we'll be able to provide you with the full refund as a courtesy.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good
day.
No
problem. You too. Thank you for calling
Bye.
Customer Care.